Welcome, everyone. Margene here. Thank you for being with me. And I'm very touched that you requested these specific exercises. And so they're my humble offering to you. And thank you for those who have passed them on to me and to all of us. So please let us know if you have any benefits from this experience. And apologies in advance. This is reaching you from a tiny vintage phone. So let's get started. About 10 minutes of our eye yoga. Comfortably sitting, standing, lying, changing your position at any time. You can always skip something, of course, and join us later. No strain. And maybe feel free to add in some shoulder stretches or humming or, even leg stretches, hugging the knees in. So customize. One of our greatest pleasures is being present with our breath. So let's enjoy a breath together and let's get started. We'll start with a little palming. So just warming your hands together, briskly rubbing your hands. You might get, go quickly. And then we're just eyes open. And we'll place the open, warm palms over the eyes, not necessarily pressure on the eyes, but just resting the heel of the hand on the cheekbones. And this is our palming. Maybe breathing in, even imagine your eyes breathing in. We're looking for a black, gradually closing the eyes like velvety cushions, velvety black. The optic nerve apparently only relaxes in total darkness. So let's just try that again. What was that? The eyes open just softly and we'll rub the hands together, warm the hands together like you're washing your hands, washing your brain. And then with the eyes open, just place the palms, warm palms, we all have healing hands, over the open eyes and gradually closing the eyes. As if the eyelashes are they're heavy. And breathing into it. And then a little bit of tapping. So just with the finger pads, the fingertips, just tapping there in between the eyebrows, working our way across the forehead. Just light little taps. And you might want to take the fingers and squeeze along the eyebrows, those muscles all around like little goggles. Tapping in between the eyes, gently underneath the bone, underneath going from the inside out toward the temples, feeling your way. Only you are exactly designed like you. So this is just an opportunity, right? It's just a chance. And then last piece with the tapping, just your right hand, the fingers of the right hand, like Peter Pointer, Middleman, and Ringman, across the face, across to the left temple. And just tapping on the left temple with the fingers of the right hand. You can get it. And maybe making a circular motion there a few times. So then hands wherever is comfortable, on your heart, on your tummy. Again, maybe you're making some shoulder stretches. And we'll just gently, eyes open or closed again. You could do this at an open window if you're so lucky, or outside at the sky. But rolling your eyes in circles, just doing your best. We're not trying to force or push, just rolling in circles both ways. And then pausing a bit, say 12, sweeping down to 6, over to 3, sweeping across to 9, and then get fancy, 1, 7, 11, 5, try a few on your own. Maybe pausing where it feels, that it's a bit of a stretch, right? And we're just breathing our way through these. And then let's make some figure eights with the eyes. If you have them closed and you like that blackness, you might even like a black, shiny locomotive going like the infinity symbol. Side to side figure eights, front to back figure eights, top to bottom figure eights. And then coming into a square, we'll sweep the eyes up to the left top corner, across like a picture frame, to the right, giving it a breath, sweeping down to the right bottom corner, and creeping along to the left bottom, going back up to our start position, and then go the reverse direction on your own pace. Maybe thanking your eyes. Imagine again them breathing in and out through your eyes, or let them know that you love them and appreciate all they do for you. And then just a few, we'll just try again, eyes open or closed. These are just four exercises. First, just gently rolling your head from side to side. If you're standing, that's fine. We can always probably relax more through the throat and the jaws, relaxing into it a little more. Maybe let the softening be your teacher. You might have been having very fixed eyes if you've been at the screen a bit more. So we're just getting out of the historical box, so to speak, of the eyes. And then pausing, just sweeping only your eyes from right to left, feeling maybe very friendly with your eyes. They work together in tandem. Third one, travel your eyes to what you feel is a lot to the right, your jaw to the left, and your tongue to the right. So your eyes to the right, jaw to the left, tongue to the right. And then let's question the other way, shall we? So your eyes left, jaw right, tongue left. Eyes left, jaw right, tongue left. And now let's simplify, right? You've got this. Your eyes to the right, your jaw to the right, your tongue to the right, your head to the left. And last one, eyes left, jaw left, tongue left, head right. And then just coming back now to just your eyes side to side, just your head. Coming back into your breathing, maybe just smiling into your eyes. And just to finishing, open your eyes and your mouth wide, maybe even yawning. It might trigger yawning. Rapidly blinking. If that appeals to you, you could kind of in and out, shake it all about. And let's, what sometimes is called shifting. Just look at something far, gazing out into space, perhaps the sky, and something near. Something far, gazing out into space, and something near. There's so much more to share with you, perhaps another time. Thank you for getting in touch with the power of your vision. Namaste.